And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Now it's Julius Peppers transcript. Give me a semester break. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Well, they say what goes around comes around. And I do remember the NC State sneakers and stereo scandal that cost Jim Valvano his job, along with Chancellor Bruce Polton. That was more than 20 years ago, and the state people have been trying to get even ever since. Now apparently they have, largely because this is the internet age and they have a lot of really good computer geeks over there with nothing better to do than find Carolina documents that I'm sure UNC doesn't even know exist. In trying to expand what was obviously an acute academic scandal over the last 4 years, back more than a decade, the state geeks are feeding the News and Observer information they claim links a Julius Peppers transcript to the scandal. And that's because it looks like what UNC has called a sample transcript, created to test a new computer software program. Isn't that ironic? Hey, I said it before and I'll say it again. Students have been looking for the Easy A classes and Easy B teachers since the ballpoint pen was invented. And athletes have been getting away with stuff because they are either too busy, too dumb, or too uncaring to take a serious college curriculum seriously. It goes on at every school, and the NCAA would uncover such shenanigans at Harvard. What is justifiable is the line that was crossed when wholesale lecture courses were converted to independent study. Dozens of football players wound up in the same class, and there were obvious cheating and grade changes going on. But this is not a university-wide problem, and every geek in Raleigh who claims it is will be sorry if the PO Tar Heels take the Wolfpack behind the woodshed on October 27th. Let's contain it to what was really wrong at Carolina over the last few years and not condemn the whole system of so-called amateur college athletics, which stinks as it is. UNC apparently had some rogue people working in one department that have now stained 200-plus years of an academic reputation. Sure, what athletes and many students get away with is endemic to college life in general. It's not about a 12-year-old transcript. It's about fixing what's broken now. This is Art Chansky. See ya.